For the past couple of months, North Country voters have heard a lot about the two Republican candidates running to represent the party in this fall's election in the 21st Congressional District. But as WRVO's Gino Gerentino reports, the differences between Elise Stefanik and Matt Doheny aren't really that vast.
Both Stefanik and Doheny oppose the Affordable Care Act and want better care for military veterans. But while their national policies toe the Republican line, they've sparred some on the local level. For example, the two disagree on the I-98 rooftop highway project. Elise Stefanik says she's against it.
My family's small business, we have trucks on the road 5 to 6 days out of the week. We feel firsthand the challenges stemming from our crumbling infrastructure system. So I hope to be a committed voice to invest in what we have, to invest in rail, roads, waterways, sewers, so that we can have a 21st century economic growth.
But Matt Doheny says it's about investment.
Someone who spent a lot of time on Route 11 going from Watertown to all the stops away over to Plattsburgh. It's got to be improved. Why does it have to be improved? Again, every door I knock on, how are you going to create jobs? Well, guess what? If it's hard to get in and out, if it's physically hard to get there, guess what? People aren't going to do it.
They also share slightly different views regarding the state's border with Canada. Stefanik says a balance has been struck between the two countries. Meanwhile, Doheny believes security along the state's northern border might be a little too tight and is restricting some tourism. The two also peppered each other with attack ads in recent weeks. The Karl Rove-led American Crossroads Super PAC, which backs Stefanik, launched attack ads targeting Doheny's prior runs for office.
Multimillionaire Matt Doheny just doesn't learn from his mistakes.
Doheny struck back with an ad questioning Stefanik's D.C. ties.
We need the North Country to influence D.C. and not let D.C. influence the North Country.
In addition, both candidates have used their opponents' outside experience against them while simultaneously declaring themselves the true North Country candidate. Doheny formerly worked on Wall Street, while Stefanik served in Washington under former President George W. Bush. The winner of Tuesday's primary will go on to face Democratic candidate Aaron Wolf and Green Party candidate Matt Funicello in this November's general election. Wolf has also faced criticism from North Country voters about his residency in the district. In Oswego, I'm Gino Gerentino for WRVO News.